Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. It's no secret that I love stories, but I also love the human voice, plain and simple. There's something about it which carries so much of who we are that sometimes I just like to listen to voices behind a closed door, so all I can hear is the tone and not the words. You may remember Julie Nardone. She did a very funny piece for us a while ago called It Came From Out of Google. And even though it was a funny piece, I remember very clearly something incredibly appealing about her voice, something sweet, something that was asking for help. Well, Julie is back today with a new story in which she lets her voice speak for itself. We call her piece Voice Lessons.
Strangers said, "That's some cold you have." Or, "You seem really upset. Is everything okay?" I covered it up with, "Just hoarse." I burned through voice therapists and throat specialists, trying to diagnose the problem. Turned out to be spasmodic dysphonia, a rare and mysterious voice disorder that leaves the voice cutting in and out like a faulty PA system. Prognosis? Awful. Weird thing was that at the deli counter, when I ordered 1 pound of turkey sliced very thin, please, or yelled at my cat, "Valentino, you get down from there," my voice sounded fairly clear. But the throttled voice always returned, as if to punish me for saying anything at all. Angelique, a spiritual energy healer I met, suspected I'd been holding my anger in my throat, that I was not speaking my truth. She explained that she would be laying her hands on or above my 7 energy centers, starting with my feet.
This is Tony Khan, the producer and director.
Ending with my head. I climbed onto the healing table, closed my eyes, and listened to the rhythmic sounds of low-tempo drum beats, wispy flutes, and chants as she worked. In the days that followed, I noticed my voice sounded less crackly, working its way, if not back to normal, then at least to a kind of sexy Demi Moore phase. This got my hopes up that someday I could return to the karaoke limelight. Spasmodic dysphonia had forced me to leave. During this last year of vocal recovery, I also found an outlet for sharing my story that had been as close as my iPod. Morning Stories. For the first time in a long while, I was able to listen to my voice without wincing.
Julie Nardone explores that possibility in today's Morning Story, a true account, she tells us.
From speaking my truth to singing my song. Karaoke clubs, here I come. Hello, everybody. I'd like to dedicate this song to Gary.
Julie Nardone with today's story, Voice Lessons. And I'm here in the studio with Gary Mott.
You know, I've never had a song dedicated to me before. I think she was looking through the glass, and I think my face was the first one that she saw, so.
What is it you've got?
Well, you know, Tony, you're a good-looking guy. You're just not that appealing.
This is our first testimonial. a morning story, unsolicited, about morning stories. I am bowled over by that, so thank you very much, Julie.
Breaking new ground once again.
Gary, I'm sorry, I just can't shake it. Julie, in the limelight of karaoke, dedicated her first song to you.
Well, Tony, karaoke. Chicago, 1992.
A hot night.
A hot night. I'm about to get married to a wonderful woman who I'm still married to, thank God. And my buddies want to throw me a bachelor party. So they brought me over to my brother's apartment and put a banana suit on me.
A banana suit?
A full body banana suit with a hole for the face and a tip, you know, above my head, and then, a full body banana sort of sweeping out towards my feet. And they put brown leotards on my legs.
Uh-huh.
They threw me in the car and they took me downtown. I had to lay down in the back seat. They threw me in the car and they took me downtown to a very popular, crowded, packed karaoke club.
Mm.
I tell you, the place erupted in applause. I got up there immediately, sang Dreamweaver, an early 70s rock classic, playing air guitar, dancing on stage. People could not get enough of me. I could not get enough of me. They love me. They love me. Well, everyone at the bar had really had quite enough of the Banana Man. So the second time that I got up, sang Hit Me With Your Best Shot, with lots of call and response kind of interaction with the crowd, thinking that, that they would just, respond. Well, several people stood up and left. People just didn't like me so much anymore.
Oh. And where is that suit now?
I think it was a rental.
Are you
a rental banana.
Are you done with that banana suit, Gary?
I don't think I'll ever be done. My grandchildren will hear that story.
Well, it certainly will if there's still podcasts about 3 years from now.
That's the beauty of the Morning Stories archive.
You went from being a top banana to a has banana in 40 minutes tops, and yet you've lived to tell the tale. Boy, that's character. I think it's time to wrap up the show.
It's time to split. Huh?
But not without first thanking our benefactor for podcasting pretty much since the start, Ipswitch, a leader in file transfer software. I never tire of saying that. You can reach them at their website, ipswitch.com.
Please go to our website, wgbh.org/morningstories. You can offer up a contribution via a couple of links in the top right of the page. A lot of good listening there, and please get in touch with us at morningstories@wgbh.org.
People in banana suits, welcome too.
I gotta find a picture for our Flickr site, Tony.
A wide shot. I don't want to see just a close-up of the face. I want to see the whole banana. Okay, see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is the first time I've been back to karaoke in 7 long years, and it's been worth the wait.